Baruch Hashem, welcome today to the Seeds of Revelation. You know, all this doesn't happen without a team, okay? I mean, this is not something that's just Rabbi Schneider doing all this stuff. I got an awesome, anointed, God-called team around me. John, our engineer, why don't you come over? I want to introduce you to everybody. See, this is just, see, we got several people here today working on. We got a big crew, but here's our leader right here today. John's making it all happen. I just want to share it, beloved. Thank you for your prayers. And thank you for your love, because you know what? We're a body. We're all connected to each other, and we all depend on each other. And I realize that I'm able to do the things that I do because there's a great team in this ministry. So thank you, John. Thank you, team, today. And we're looking today at a very specific word from the Lord. It's a unique word. It's a word that some of us have heard, some of us have not heard. It comes from the prophet Zechariah. Hear the word of God, Zechariah 8:23. It says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days," we're talking about the end days, we're talking about the last times, the last days. "In those days," the Lord says through the prophet Zechariah, 10 men from all the nations will grasp the garment of a Jew, saying, let us go with you. We have heard that God is with you. Let us go with you. 10 men from all nations grasping the garment of a Jew, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Do you know that God still has a special calling on the Jewish people? Paul speaks about this in the book of Romans, chapters 9 through 11. And the question that Paul's bringing to the surface is, if the Jews are God's chosen people, why have so many of them rejected Jesus? And then he said, and because so many of them have rejected Jesus, is God's call upon them null and void? And Paul answers that question in several different ways. First of all, he says, may it never be. In other words, Paul's saying, he's completely rejecting the notion that God has done with the Jewish people, or that there's not still in place a special call in their life. And Paul goes on to say that it's only a remnant of Jewish people that have been chosen and are now walking with God in the everlasting covenant. And Paul illustrates this by giving several examples from the Old Testament when the majority of Israel had left God, as in the days of, for example, Elijah, when Elijah thought, Lord, I'm the only one that's left. And the Lord said, no, I've reserved 7,000. But think about it, the whole nation of Israel, and the Lord said there was only 7,000 Israelites that were following him. So Paul says, even though the majority of Jewish people have rejected Jesus, it's always only been a minority that's been in relationship with God. So that's the first point that Paul makes. Even though the majority is rejected, God's still got an elect minority in place amongst the Jewish people. And then Paul brings us to the next point. He said, what advantage is there with the Jew? And Paul goes on to say that they're still an elect people. They're still an elect people. And Paul says this, if Gentiles were blessed when the Jews rejected the gospel. What does Paul mean when he says, if Gentiles were blessed when the Jews rejected the gospel? That's why Paul went to the Gentiles, because the Jews were not receiving his witness. So the Gentiles were blessed when the Jews rejected the gospel, because as a result of the Jews' rejection of the gospel, Paul was sent to the Gentiles. So Paul says, if you were blessed because the Jews rejected the gospel, he said, how much more will you be blessed when Jewish people receive the gospel? And then Paul followed that up with this amazing answer. He said, it's going to be life from the dead for you. So, beloved, let's understand that God still has a special call upon the Jewish people. Let's celebrate that. Because in the days going forward, there's going to be more and more anti-Semitism. Satan wants to breathe more anti-Semitism into the world. And if you have not watched my Rabbi Live, God showed me, this is the title of it, God showed me what's going to happen next. I encourage you to go ahead and watch that, because I talk about what's going to happen next in that Rabbi Live. And what Satan's going to do next, he's going to breathe more anti-Semitism into the earth, and he's going to make it seem like the Bible could never be God's word, because look how God commanded the children of Israel to destroy their enemies. So what's going to happen? The world's going to begin to see the Bible as an antiquated book for dinosaurs that only haters would believe in. And he's also going to, through the use of the Bible, cause more anti-Semitism towards the Jews. So I want you to hold on to this word of revelation that I've given to you today. As people begin to reject the Bible and as anti-Semitism increases, you hold on to your knowledge that God still has a special plan, that there's a special favor upon the Jewish people. The Lord said to Abraham, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. Let's stand with the Jewish people, and let's always hold on to the written word of God. Thy word, Lord, is truth.